We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rye. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
It's been a year and some change since I had an episode, but I have decided to come and do one, especially for International Joke Day. Why? Because jokes are important, and a little bit later I'll explain why jokes matter. Because in the time that I haven't done a podcast episode, a lot of things have happened. And as a world, we've increasingly lost our capacity to laugh at each other or to laugh at somebody else. We've replaced it with all sorts of mean feelings and the inability to just be, well, okay, just be cool. You know, just be sort of like, stuff happens. Hey, let's shake hands, pat on the back or whatever, you know, way of resolving conflict. And today is why I want to talk about why jokes matter. This is a one issue podcast. It's because, you know, what has happened since I've had a podcast episode of the Queery Cast is someone gets slapped on stage for cracking a joke. Yeah? Got slapped. It's like, yeah, no, this is it. Don't say things like that. If you go and listen to an episode of the Queery Travels, which I did with Carl Jackson movie, he explains a lot about why this was such a crazy situation and so forth. But my views on social media all over there, I just think it was so crazy that somebody got smacked for telling a joke. Okay, that's kind of silly. But what I want to add is that the often ignored aspect is that we've been taught to live in this life where everything is conflict and it's a zero-sum game. Everybody's got to tells you that you are the winner and nobody else. And therefore, everything that is said is taken in the context of such incredible seriousness, and it's unhelpful for anyone. So, you know, would you look at it now, the social justice warriors on social media, you crack a joke, you could get cancelled. Dave Chappelle did an amazing special, and out of everything that he spoke about, those who had problems with him only picked out a couple of things. Even to such a situation where he was called by non-black people as, you know, doing some sort of harm to black people, which is kind of like, wow, okay. You take yourself way too seriously. So anyway, I came across something from Jack Milner on LinkedIn, and he's got a thing that he put on Pulse there called Why Jokes Matter. And for me, jokes are the holy grail of communication. It's the one time that we don't take each other so seriously. So, and it breaks down the barriers of communication. Let me not steal from him, okay? Number one, he says, it's actually quite easy and everyone's good at it. Look at the creative process not as jokes, but as a play. Or rather, as play, and we can all play. So, when we look at ourselves as kids, if everybody in the world reduced themselves to the level of children, we'd obviously end up being kinder, and we won't always be looking for conflict in what people say, which is what is common nowadays. Like, everybody is sort of like looking for some reason to be upset. Also, secondly, it's been shown that stress and a threat substantially reduce learning, I beg your pardon. This is why when we work with kids, we play with them. And therefore, when adults, we put them into settings where it's not so serious. They're not as, you know, confrontational. We know that humor significantly reduces both stress and threat. So by extension, if we want to improve learning, add some funnies. Thirdly, it makes us willing to listen to each other. So if somebody's coming across with a joke, even if it's got a bit of truth in it, you're kind of like, okay, I'll listen to this. As Dr. Robert Barron says, human beings cannot entertain two incompatible emotions, e.g. resentment and humor at the same time. So you cannot hate somebody and make a joke about them at the same time. That's why Dave Chappelle at some point said, and I'm going to reference Dave Chappelle a lot in this because he's my favorite comedian. He says, Given a choice, we will usually choose the least... I'm sorry, that's not what Dave said, but this is what James Milner said. I wrote this down and I just moved on to the next thing. You said the only people I make fun of is people that are like me. So, you know, as a comedian, the first person to make fun of yourself is... the only way that you can make fun of others is if you can see the funny in yourself. So therefore, you stop being mean. Given a choice, we will usually choose the least unpleasant, which means if you can get your audience to laugh, they will always usually listen. And an audience doesn't mean a crowd. It means also sometimes someone who you're speaking with, not speaking at. Beg your pardon. Fourthly, when something is funny, we can't help being involved. So we get involved in that. Think of an advert that is funny, and I've seen some guys with some really funny adverts. Sometimes some of those cross the line, but a joke travels a lot further than hate a lot of the times. Thirdly, humor engages Humor engages emotion. When emotions are engaged, we learn and cognitive thinking is unleashed. Yeah? Sixthly, I'm just going to say it, all right? It creates energy. We need pauses and energizers to help us learn. So, you know, the teaching style that is based on our humor helps energize a room, and so it helps with the learning. So, what often happens is that if you're laughing and you're joking, you're more relaxed and more accepting of what somebody said. I already made reference to that a little bit earlier, so that also just adds to that. And finally, it makes us more creative. Studies have shown that in creative brainstorming sessions, when subjects laugh, they are almost always on the cusp of something brilliant. The aha, Isaac Newton, apple falling on his head, for example, part of the brain, is crucial for great ideas and is the it helps us to get a joke. So just to reemphasize that aspect, like when you're now sort of like in a situation where a joke comes across, you see less confrontation, and you also are able to confront ideas that are not necessarily as, you know, something that you'd view as tastefully or something that you would see as a barrier and that sort of thing. So it's often again said, if you don't take yourself too seriously, then you'll be fine. You know, it's understated. You know, life is one of the most unserious things. A lot of things that happen in life can come across as serious. But I mean, one day we're going to go and all of this stuff just feels like, you know, a fart in the wind or something like that. I don't know. But yeah. So I got two comedians, that is Q Dubes Ziva, as well as legendary Edgar Langevold, to help me express in their words why jokes are important. Not necessarily just humor, but why jokes are important. Here's what they had to say.
Hey, yo, what's going on? What's good? What's happening? Q Dube here, stand-up comedian from Zimbabwe based out in South Africa. I hope everybody's doing well, and love and light to you all. Today's International Joke Day. And what does a joke mean to me? Why is a joke important to me? Because jokes are windows to the soul. Yeah? You look deeply through that window, you see what's happening exactly inside someone's soul. And that's why jokes are important to me. So take jokes as they are, laugh, and live. Be nice to one another. Peace.
I think my highlights were coming before kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers and mayors and people of power and influence and people with capital and people with responsibility. I think my highlight was coming into contact with people who are responsible, who can be responsible enough to talk to the powerful and the kings, and just remind people that God made us to be happy and in creativity and recreation and in just celebrating laughter over tragedy, we've got an antidote. Laughter is the best medicine. Where there's tragedy, comedy can bring healing, dialogue, diplomacy. It can bring translation of languages, because we all laugh. You know, a laugh in Costa Rica sounds the same as a laugh in Brazil, as a laugh in Lagos or a laugh in Cape Town. Laughter is universal. It's like film or music.
Hi, I'm Dumisani. Ma 4040, the name's so nice, you gotta say it twice. So for me, jokes are an outlet of my feelings, whether I'm happy, I'm angry, I'm sad. For me, they're important that they let me put out my feelings. And yeah, and just sharing that whole experience with people in a funny way just helps me how to deal with things in life.
Tell your friends and family about us.
Oh, and goodness, I actually forgot my 40. Yeah, my 40. Shout out, bro. And there you have it. So you can't say I said it. They said, look, window to the soul is universal. Everybody sort of gets it. And that's what I want to encourage everybody on this International Joke Day. I came through just to share those tidbits. And I'm hoping that you learned something, that you be kind to each other. Remember that Criticast is available on Instagram. Oh, not on Instagram. It's been a while. Forgive me. On iona.fm. It's also available on, Spotify. You know, all the places that you listen to your podcast. Apple podcasts. Everywhere. All over the place. Just look for Greycast. Google podcasts. Yeah. Available everywhere. Podchaser. I'm just remembering a lot of these platforms. And on Twitter, I am at Quirirai. Also, check out the DSTV pod that I produce bi-weekly for MultiChoice Zimbabwe, presented as well. The cricket podcast, there'll be a lot of cricket happening over the next couple of weeks. There's also the regular 3 Mob Radio, also going out podcast dramas that we're creating, writing dramas. So there's a lot of stuff that is happening. But do get in touch with me on Twitter at Quirirai or email larry@3-mob.com. Yeah, that's it. It's that simple. Okay. Take care of yourself, the people that you love. As I say, from where I come from, Asibi Sasebenza. My name is Larry Quirirai. Cheers. Or what did I usually say? Take care of yourself or something. I don't know. It's been a while. I'll be back soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends.